it's your meeting. Yeah,
right.
I thought you realized.
Oh, no, I didn't. Par for the course. It's 3 o'clock. I call this meeting to order. 3:01, I call this meeting to order. I would like to thank Councilwoman Clark Murray for being here today. Do you want to announce yourself, ma'am?
Oh, my pleasure, Councilmember Peluso. Tyrona Clark Murray, City Council, District 9.
Excellent.
Are we recording this?
We are.
Okay.
We do things by the book here in District 7. Maybe different from, well, never mind. Anyway, Jimmy Peluso, City Council, District 7. Happy to be here with you, my favorite councilwoman on the council. I can probably say that. So obviously we came into a little bit of a tryst, I would say, yesterday, when I heard that there was 163,000 or 162,000, I'm sorry, that was supposed to go to District 9. Obviously, I had no interest in fighting over it. I thought that we were going to pull money away that was already encumbered for the Emmett Reed Center. When I realized that wasn't the case, and you know, we can now kind of figure it out, I kind of took a sigh of relief. One of the things that I was hoping to do today, because the land that was purchased, the site is very much in District 7 now, the current District 7, obviously previously in District 9. So naturally, I would assume District 7 or something in that vicinity should get that money for another park or another amenity or something else for one of the existing parks. So all that to say, I am ready and willing for the two of us to kind of find a park that we both like and put the monies towards that, if that's something you'd be down for. And I randomly sat down with Mia today, and she said, hey, I'll see you at this meeting later. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I thought she meant L-U-Z or T-E-U. So when I realized it was this, I was like, oh, this is kind of perfect. Because I do think the Newtown area is kind of perfect. You used to have that district. It abuts your district slightly or close.
Yeah,
it does. I mean, the problem is that
the
train track really kind of makes it tough for us to have like a nice co. Because I really wanted a place, a park that both members of our residents of our district could get to easily. You know, walking distance is usually what I look for. But when I saw sort of the Newtown Success Park stuff, we went to the park itself. I had been to that community garden. I had done an event with our amazing and excellent state representative, Angie Nixon, during like a day of action that she did in like January. It was cold as hell. But it was a great time. Point being, I don't know if maybe that might be an area that you like or think maybe we should sort of, you know, talk about. But do you want to kind of go from here?
Thank you, Councilmember Peluso. So if you direct your attention to the packet that says Newtown Success Park, and I think everyone has one out there, you can see the condition, and you said you went out there yourself, you can see the condition that the Success Park is in.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is, although it is not really close to 9, it would be an excellent use of these funds. The funds, although I know I said my funds and I know you said your funds, these actually are the funds of the community. And they made an agreement to relinquish their ownership of the land and of the park in exchange for these funds. And so it needs to go back to the community. So that's the impetus for selecting Success Park. And it'll be a benefit to you because, of course, it's in your district. And it'll be a benefit to me in that it's helping me to fulfill a promise to this community because I am dedicated to communities and it's their funding overall. So you can flip through the packet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the current condition of Success Park. And you can see that first photo speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
We have an arson bug. And then you can see the condition of the swings. And I went out, and these are as of today. These are not.
Oh yeah, I was.
This is today.
Yeah, I could. I was there. I okay. They. There's been no success in Success Park since this afternoon.
And so you can see that these funds are needed. Thank you, Jimmy. You always make it something funny, okay?
Councilwoman Klagenberg, I live to make you laugh, I feel like. Sitting next to you has been the best part of sitting on council. Because frankly, there aren't a lot of other benefits.
Thank you, Jim. And you can see, once again, the condition of the park. Now, the last three pages shows the work that's already, that was started in last year, maybe more than a year ago.
Yeah.
Right. More. Yes.
And that's Mia Habdi?
Yes.
Habdi, who's speaking right now, if you are listening to our recording.
And
Mr. Will Nooney. Or whomever might.
Does she need to fill out a
speaker card?
Speaker card? Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. Okay. And so you can see that we had plans for this particular park. And these plans involved, we had student involvement, we had community involvement. We came out one day and the green dots represent the opinions of those who were there as to which types of equipment would fit best for the park, what they chose. And so you can see their preferences by the number of green dots that are at each type of playground apparatus.
So I just want to kind of jump in real quick and just ask the question, because it's not on our Jack's Parks list. So I love the idea of the money going to that park. As I understand it, and I really don't know, I mean, Philip or Reber.
I know where you're about to go. Okay.
Do you have an answer for that?
Yes, like,
do we? Okay.
So it is not uncommon for the city to, I'm going to use the term gift, Philip, and you can, Mr. Peterson, and you can correct me if I'm using the wrong terminology, because maybe they paid a dollar for it. But this park actually is the property of EWU.
Yep.
It was gifted to them from the city. And it's one of those situations which, for District 9, that I'm running into quite frequently, where there has been a park or a building that was gifted to some private entity, and it has just gone to ruin in their care. So this is one of those instances. Even as a member of the Northwest CPAC, this was constantly being brought to our attention by the Better Living Neighborhood Association because of the condition of the park. And I just happened, so one day about almost a year ago, to be at a dinner with the gentleman who is in charge of facilities at EWU. And he was like, well, that park belongs to us. I was like, yes, it does. And can you put it on your list to clean it every day? He said, yep, we sure will. Or put it on your list of items that need to be maintained. And so since then, it has been maintained because my ECA, we went out one day and I got some friends and some people we met the day before. We went out and we cleaned the park. So it's one of those instances. So do we have agreements where we can give money to facilitate parks such in the situation as this? We can do that. And I did speak with Daryl Joseph earlier. He said he's trying to get someone to come down from his office.
Okay.
So this is doable. It is legal. It is doable.
I fully.
That's where you were going.
Okay. That's exactly where I was going. You read me so well, Councilwoman Clark-Murray.
I told you, Jimmy, Mr. Peluso. See, that's me. Councilmember Peluso, I told you I love you.
I feel the love.
I know.
Now, let me tell
Isn't
you.
That what we need in city council?
We do.
Oh,
we do.
Gosh,
it's why we
need love.
It's why we elected the current mayor, as she said during her victory speech. love won today, and I think she's right. Yet there's forces trying not to bring out love.
So
I fully agree with encumbering all $162,000 into this park for the needed replacement of a lot of these pieces of equipment. I'm wondering if we do a joint use agreement. I'm wondering if the city potentially takes ownership, which I don't know if that's actually something I really want, because we've heard that EWU is actually maintaining the lawn, as I heard today. So if we can keep them doing that, and now we don't have to, because my biggest concern is always, and I'm sure you know this from your time in the CPAC, how often are some of these parks being maintained? Right. And that's a grander conversation and discussion that we could talk about another time. But I, knowing that EWU actually does kind of maintain it,
right?
Maintain the grass.
Right.
They don't maintain the equipment. I would be so excited to do this. And Mia, if you can kind of, if you don't mind kind of coming up and speaking, I just wanted to see. So this $162,000 that would now potentially go to the park. You had mentioned to me earlier about a $300,000 wherever there's a microphone.
Or there, it doesn't matter. I was going to say, and it gets better.
Yeah.
Because Mia's going to talk about something that just makes it, I mean, just puts the icing on the cake, as they say.
All right. Well, please, Mia. So that's kind of wanted to say. I'm like, oh, if you've...
Just speaking to that.
Okay. Yep, and just tell us who you are real quick, and then kind of...
I'm Mia Hobb, the executive director of the Newtown Success Zone. And happy to be here having this conversation about the park. It's a long time coming. As Councilwoman Clark Murray mentioned, one of our neighborhood associations has been very vigilant about that park. They're very committed to seeing it improved, and they're willing to, you know, do whatever it takes to make sure that happens. Honor the community's wishes. And so we started this effort to improve the park around, we had that community input day, as Councilwoman Murray mentioned, back in July 2022, but this really started long before that. So it's been a long, slow process through COVID and everything else. However, we have a partnership of sorts. Not of sorts. We have a very strong partnership, actually, between Newtown Success Zone, the Public Trust for Conservation, and LISC around improving that park. And the garden. I cannot forget that the garden across the street is part of this project. We are looking to, you know, make that a vibrant corner there in Newtown, and the garden needs some improvements as well. So that is all included in this little beautiful packet that you have here. And it kind of really lays out the case that we're trying to make for support. We began a campaign for private support for this. But we feel like there should be some public contribution as well.
Can I just kind of ask a question to anyone that could in the audience that could potentially answer it? So, do the monies that we set aside need to go to our parks department to work on a park? Or can the monies just go straight to the Newtown success folks for the purposes of this park? Does anyone kind of know that? Because, like, does Daryl and Parks have to do the work based on the legislation that we have? Or maybe perhaps you know, Councilwoman.
So I do not know the answer to that question, but
okay.
I was hoping that Mia would get to the match part.
That's kind of what I was thinking too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just talk about the match part first, and then we can discuss the other
question.
We now
have an offer of $300,000, but we have to match that. And so that $165,000 would go a long way towards helping us match.
And honestly, that's kind of why I brought that up, because I'm like, if we have to spend it on Daryl and the Parks Department doing work, does that now need to become a new negotiation for you to say, hey, we just did $162,000 worth of work. We can't, there's no hard cash here, but the work was put in. Hey, Dolores Barr Weaver or whatever association that's working to do this, could you, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to, if we can't give hard money,
right,
and we have to put in $160,000 of equipment and labor, how does that work for you guys? Does that help you with your bottom line, or do you now still need to raise $300,000?
Yeah, that's something that we'd have to ask Community Foundation.
And so, just some clarification. So, is it our 100? I'm just going to use the term. I know it's 162,000, but I'm going to say 150 because of what we're discussing in regards to the match. So, if we supply or we have the $150,000 match, are they going to match it with $300,000, or are they going to match it with another $150,000 to give you a total of $300,000?
No, we have to come up with a $300,000 match.
Okay, and then the $300,000 match, what are they going to provide?
Then that's when we'll get the $300,000 to, you know, begin the project.
Okay, now I'm thoroughly confused. Okay, so you don't need $150,000. You need $300,000 to match, and they're going to supply you with another $300,000.
Yes.
Oh, and so
it's
that 300,000
match.
Oh, I see now. So the other $300,000 is not just for the park; it's for other things as well. Is that what you're?
Well, it's for the project itself, which is the park and the garden.
And the garden. Okay. So with that being said, now I have a better understanding. So I spoke with Daryl Joseph earlier today, and I asked him specifically about the $162,000. Is that enough money to provide the park with a swing set, being four swings, a playground apparatus such as the one that they have, and to replace the current, I don't know what it's called, so some kind of climbing apparatus.
That's a weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wouldn't want my kid on that.
Me neither. It confused me every time I see it. But and his response was yes.
Okay.
Really?
So my suggestion, because I was hoping that we would be able to match and you can get a total of three, I thought it was 150. You get 150, you have 150, you supply the 150, then the Bar Weaver Association is going to give you 150 for 300,000 total.
I think we could ask for a 50% match. What we were told was 100% match, but there's a meeting tomorrow, so we could potentially ask for that.
Do you want one of us to attend that meeting?
I will ask John. John is heading up that meeting, John November from the Public Trust for Conservation, and I will certainly ask if one of you or both
can you attend, Jimmy? I have.
I very well might be able to. I will say.
I'll have to.
I think legislation does say. Legislation claims that it's to acquire parkland or maintain it. So. Just want to make sure that we are allowed to use it for the purposes of maintaining or acquiring parkland in City Council District 9. Okay. Well, so we would change that to District 7 for the purposes of this.
Right.
Or we would say, maybe instead of for District 9 or District 7, we say specifically for this park. If that, New Town Success Park. Once we kind of get clarification from Daryl. And then hopefully tomorrow, we can find out what the...
I'll find out after this meeting.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. And then aside from all that, though, Daryl might even have a couple extra bucks. Now, I would think that EWU still needs to maintain the playground equipment and the property. So it would still be EWU's park. That would be my general assumption and potentially probably a better thing for COJ.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mia. Do you have a question?
I'm just curious about the joint use agreement.
I believe there is one currently in existence. So we can pull that. We can find out what it says, but I'm assuming it still says, like, hey, COJ can use it for public events or whatever else. That's probably what it says.
Mr. Peterson, did you want to chime in?
Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But those joint use agreements typically just say that the public has access to it when not being used by the entity who owns it.
Mm-hmm.
Nights, weekends, holidays.
Okay.
Standard language. Council member, you probably went through it with your enhancement this year. That would be the big roadblock if we were trying to do this Tuesday night if we didn't have a joint use already, because one would have to be created, agreed to by OGC and EWU by Tuesday, which would be tight.
It does seem interesting, though, that we... So, all right, so can we still just have the language, say, for District 7 now?
So the way the bill was introduced, let's just say, the way the bill was introduced as District 9, it was very generic. So that would have allowed Councilor Clark Murray to work with Daryl to spend less than $100,000 on parks. If it went above the $100,000, we then crossed the CIP threshold, you've got to come back with a CIP amendment. So if we just said District 7...
I'm confused. So, as I understand, with the park over on Forest that was removed for the Classical Academy that went there, I think it's $2.5 million was set aside for parks in that area. So, that's not in the CIP, if I'm not mistaken, and that's monies that I believe by ordinance. Myself as the council member for that area and Daryl are able to kind of decide. And that's what I thought this legislation was already saying.
So, Phil, I'm sorry, Mr. Peterson is looking confused now. So you're right, because it's whenever, and I'm finding that this happens a lot in certain districts, because that used to be District 9. But I'm going to digress if I continue into that. So... yes, but that money has to be decided for by North Riverside, and it has to be used for a park, because I've talked about that before. Yeah. So it's a different pot of money, but the same type of circumstance.
The point I'm trying to make with that, though, is that that's not in the CIP. Like, based on the logic that you just provided, you were saying, hey, Councilman Peluso, you can't do beyond $100,000, even though the legislation does give me $162,000.
Yes. So this isn't CIP related.
It's not until you spend up more than $100,000 on a single project. I'm just going to go with the legislation as introduced. You could have gone, worked with Daryl and done four $40,000 projects and been fine. No one would ever know about it except your constituents. The second you go and invest over $100,000 into a single city facility.
Oh, it triggers something else. Okay. So, if it had remained, so that's the case, regardless of whether it had remained with the, if we had not
done.
And then we would not have had to worry about the 40 or the amount. Or yes or no?
If it was less than $100,000, you could have done it. I would call it administrative. Like, the money's appropriated for a District 9 parks activity. But if you say, I want to do a park in your district, but Park X at $150,000, you would have had to come back with additional legislation.
Regardless of whether it was attached to the previous legislation or separate. Okay. Yeah, that's new too. Okay. So
I'm still thoroughly confused, but it is what it is. So where do we go from here then?
So I'm thinking that the legislation portion, I don't think we should concern ourselves with that too much, because we know that these dollars are there and the dollars have to be used for this specific purpose. It is because we're using it for one single, I don't want to use the term event, park, yeah, is the issue. That triggers other aspects.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sorry to jump in. If you said y'all are obviously in agreement on to use it for this park, regardless of it's a city park. So if we have a joint use agreement, it's fairly simple from that standpoint. We adjust the transfer to go to this park.
Solid work.
And that kind of leads our next step. Because if we don't have one, then I think you just let the bill go through as was amended this week in committees and come back with a separate piece of legislation that would appropriate to that park and enter into a joint use agreement.
But should it now be amended to say District 7? Because this park is in District 7. We did.
Appropriating the dollars to the Emmett Reed Community Center for the Head Start project.
It doesn't include the $162,000.
Was taken out.
Yeah, I thought all we did was I thought all we did was separate them. I didn't think that we removed the language for District 9.
and add the language for District 7. We did not do that yesterday. All we did was separate them.
The language for District 9 was only for the 162. The other part just said Emmett Reed and Head Start, because the Head Start Center that was used off of Myrtle no longer, well, the building's there, but they're not using it. So Emmett Reed now gets that $232,000, mm-hmm. which is, you know, definitely needed, I know, certainly. In that community. Yeah. So it just separated the two. We just amended that bill. That's the only portion that said City Council of District 9.
So do we need to change it to District 7, or do we let it go through and then in the coming weeks and months, we just go in there and change it from District 6 to, or geez, District 9 to, for the new Town Success Park?
But do we need to change it? Because we know what we're going to use it for.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Do we need to change it?
So, in my opinion, you have two options. The first is, if there's a joint use agreement already, we amend the bill Tuesday night at council with a floor amendment directing this $162,000 to the new Town Success Park.
Okay.
And that's it. Okay. Option two, if we don't have a joint use agreement, is I'll work with Daryl and OGC to craft a joint use. Craft a new piece of legislation, once we're all good, come introduce that legislation, appropriating the 162 from right now, it's kind of just sitting in a cash account, to the new Town Success.
Okay.
So no action necessary on changing the district numbers.
So
if we don't have a joint use agreement, we go through budget night without any fireworks, and then in the weeks to come afterward, we draft a new joint use agreement and go through all the stuff. Okay.
And then we will find out tomorrow whether or not the Dolores Bar Weaver Association or Foundation will allow the $150,000 and a 50% match as opposed to a 100% match. Okay. So those are kind of like the action items that we're taking.
Right.
I love you, Timmy. I love you. Hey. I gotta do what's right for communities because it's their money.
Councilwoman Clark Murray. It is their money. I'm in total agreement. And especially after the tragedy that happened recently, we need to do everything we can for the Newtown area.
And more.
Substantially more. If you want to game plan for budget night to do more, I'm more than happy to game plan with you.
I would love to. Well, we're digressing. I want to.
We can do some fun stuff.
All courts out there. It is so needed. I know. I was over there today, and everywhere I went, people are like, "Do you need help?" I'm like, "No, I know where I am." Why you keep asking me if I need help? I'm like, excuse me. But yes, and I saw an area too. I would love to be able to talk with you. I'm glad that it's in your district 7, because I'm like, I can. They need a grocery store, Jimmy. But we're digressing from the agenda.
Councilwoman Clark Murray, if you want to co-sponsor a food desert bill with me, where we appropriate money to acquire land and actually run a grocer, I would love to do that.
Land today, I was like, boy, that just says grocery store.
But we can't go into this right now. We don't want to do that right now. I'm just messing around.
Yeah, I
need to talk to you all about something.
Philip is like, oh no.
I'm going to gavel this meeting out. It is now 3:30.
Okay.
You know, Councilwoman Clark Murray, it is such a delight to be in your presence. I want you to know that. Thanks to everyone that came in today.